rest of the story. Achieving celebrity in one's own time is comparatively easy, compared to renown in the eyes of posterity, that is. Ollie lived and died a century ago, a position history forgot. His academic credentials were considerable. He was a graduate of Harvard Medical, also studied medicine in Paris for 3 years. Ollie's first practice was in Boston. Until he came along, new mothers were frequently victims of a strange disease, a deadly something called childbed fever. The disease was identifiable. What made it particularly insidious was that nobody knew how it was contracted. Nobody, that is, until Ollie. In 1843, he published an essay for the New England Journal of Medicine called The Contagiousness of Puerperal Fever. Contagiousness itself was the key concept. For Ollie wrote his essay almost 20 years prior to Pasteur's revolutionary discovery of pasteurization. The theory that microorganisms cause disease was barely a theory in 1843. So now here's Ollie insisting that childbed fever was contagious, that it could actually be transmitted from one patient to another and by the physicians attending them. This thesis, including the admonition that doctors must wash their hands before delivering a baby, was greeted with adamant skepticism. It would probably have been ignored completely, except that Ollie had already published 3 prize-winning medical essays. Ollie's colleagues would continue to oppose him on this issue for more than a decade. And yet, in historical retrospect, Ollie's essay on puerperal fever is now recognized as the first important contribution to medical research by an American physician. And for this alone, Ollie ought to be very well known today. But he is not. Not until now. That's especially confounding, considering Ollie's long and distinguished career in medicine, his watershed discoveries, his prosperous practice, eventually his professorships at Dartmouth and Harvard Medical. Ollie was more widely recognized, however, as an author, a humorist, and a poet. He wrote 3 novels, an enormously popular collection called Breakfast Table Papers. He wrote poems, including The Wonderful One Hoss Shay and Old Ironsides, which school children recite to this day. By historians, however, Ollie is almost forgotten. We have forgotten about all of the mothers that his discovery saved, and that it was he who proposed the word anesthesia in 1846, a word which even then was not even in the dictionary. It was he who named the Atlantic Monthly magazine. The reason Ollie's multi-talented, many-sided self was not appropriately celebrated by posterity, the cause of his comparative anonymity, the reason you don't know him, has to do with another of his accomplishments. He had a son, and he gave that son his name. And that boy grew up to become a renowned jurist. 30 years, a justice on the United States Supreme Court. And his celebrity was such that it eclipsed his father's forever. Ollie Jr. is the name you know. The man you've just met for the first time today is the senior, Oliver Wendell Holmes. Now you know the rest of the story.